Where were you draft day back in the day?
I was back in Downey, California. We had like a little draft party at the house. I actually had a couple of Eagles people at my house, players.
So you thought you were going to be an Eagle?
Definitely thought I was going to be Eagle, how the draft process went. But very, very lucky to be a Baltimore Raven and happy to continue to be a Baltimore Raven.
Man, so what about Hollywood Brown? I mean, you're going to probably have to go against him in practice. You got that kind of speed?
Yeah, I still got that speed. And I got the arms to stop that, you know?
Yeah. I mean, you're like you're the guy. You're like the cornerback that everybody's trying to be now, like that big – rangy, you know, 6'2", 6'3"
Six, 6'2.5"
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, that's definitely the trend. The league is definitely trending towards bigger cornerbacks because the receivers are freaking tight ends now.
So, yeah.
You know, you got to have the big guys that can tackle on the end, that can cover the fast guys. Just like you said, like Hollywood probably runs a 4-1 or something.
Yeah, wow.
But you got to be able to cover all those.
That's great. So how long does it take for you to feel like normal after the season?
I'm normal, I'm definitely I actually didn't take too much time off this year.
Yeah.
But I think the best way is to stay in shape. You don't got to kill yourself when the season ends, but you know, get your body right and heal up, still eat right, still stay in shape. And I think it's easier to go into the season that way than taking a lot of time off.
Talking to Ravens shutdown corner number 22 Jimmy Smith. Every year is different. There's always an exodus at the end of the year, but this year was wow. I mean, I thought Sizzle was going to finish up a Raven. I thought C.J. Mosley was going to give him the good guy discount, hey, hometown discount.
Negative.
You know, you got to get paid, you know. Did yeah. you – what? It was a flurry. I mean, it was like boom, boom, oh, wow, boom. And, oh, boy, I mean, Weddle, blah, blah, blah. So what did you think sitting back watching?
I mean, obviously disappointed. Not disappointed, I say. You know, kind of surprised about Sizz, somebody that's been here been my friend, good friend for a long time, and to see him depart, you know, that was kind of that sucked, and obviously Dub too. But CJ, you know, the market spoke. Everybody has to make it the best decision for their family, and he obviously did. Love that guy. Think he's going to do great as a Jet, but you know, we're not really looking back anymore. We got to move forward. We got some great draft picks. We're going to have some guys step up. Peanut, Awasser, and you know, Kenny Young. I think they're going to step up and fill that void.
I think so, too. That's what I said. I think in-house,
yeah,
you can fill the inside linebacker. What do you think about the other guys? We talked about Hollywood a little bit, but Jalen Ferguson, who broke Sizz's sack record in college. Sizz had 44. This guy got 45. And he's going to come in upset because he had to sit around, you know, until the 85th pick.
Wow. Yeah, I mean, he's going to come in with a chip on his shoulder, but we need that. We need that rush. We need a pass rusher since we lost two dominant dudes out there. And that's a guy that can also play the run, so I think we're definitely going to have to utilize that guy as soon as he comes in.
What happened at the end of your rookie deal? Did they re-sign you? Did you take a stab at free agency? What happened?
No, I never touched free agency before.
They pulled. Get in here.
I remember I actually got the Lisfranc injury, and then they signed me after that next year, extended my contract.
So the Lisfranc, Hollywood has that.
Yeah.
Can you explain what the heck it is?
It's a ligament in your foot that... I don't know, but I know it hurts.
But it wasn't a game stopper for you. You got it together.
No,
you're back.
You definitely come back. You bounce back. You just kind of got to take the pressure off your foot. You just can't bend the way you've been in the beginning. But, you know, they put a plate in your cleat for a little while. And then as you progress, you know, I think the first, like, 8 games, it was kind of just get my bearings back with it. And then after, I got used to it, I was fine.
And appreciate your time today, Jimmy. Do you have an affinity for Ozzy? Ozzy put his, you know, Ozzy drafted you, and now he's no longer the GM. You'll always be linked to Ozzy because he picked you.
Absolutely.
Now Eric DaCosta said the other day, to Hollywood, we'll always be joined because you were my first round, my first pick in the first round.
Yeah.
So do you, you know, any love for Ozzy because he put his neck out there for you?
Absolutely. He took a chance on me. You know, when I came out, they tagged me with all these red flags and all this. So, you know, the fact that the whole organization took a chance, but Ozzy really stuck his neck out for me, and they believed in me, and that's obviously why I'm still here.
That's great. Great to have you, you know, and it's a feeling of comfort seeing large 22 out there getting ready to D up somebody, you know what I mean?
Absolutely.
So I hope it goes on for a long time. Jimmy Smith, number 22, live out here at DraftFest. Make some noise like you know on 98 Rock, Baltimore.